ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्ना प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। 32 सो फ्रॉम 30, 31 एंड 32 यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास एट श्री कृष्ण बलराम टेम्पल इस्कॉन वृंदावन। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th canto, 5th chapter, meeting of Vasudeva and Nanda Maharaj. And we are in the last portion, conclusion of this meeting of the two father of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they are not ordinary persons. So there is the last verse of Nanda Baba to console Vasudeva, to comfort Vasudeva. That we will read first, and then what Vasudev said, and the last conclusion by Sukhdev Goswami. So this verse we will read after a while. We are reading the verse number 30. Nyunam he adrishta nishto ayam adrishta paramo janaha adrishtam atmanas tatvam yo vedana samuhyati. This is the last comforting, consoling and easing Vasudev discussing the Karmavad. This is Karmavad. The verse is based on Karmavad. The main point in the verse is everything is destined. The fate is responsible for everything. So one who knows this, na muhyati, he will not be bewildered. So I am reading the translation by Srila Prabhupada. Every man is certainly, nyunam means certainly, every man is certainly controlled by destiny, which determines the results of one's fruitive activities. It means karmavad. This is called Karmavad. Whatever action you do, you have to enjoy or suffer the reaction. So this is called Karmavad. Similarly, there is a Brahmavad. There is a Brahmavad. They think everything is Brahma. Nothing, Karma is nothing. And there is a Bhagavatvad for devotees. There is nothing except Krishna. So these are different vads are there. But for now, Nanda Baba is speaking karma vad. In other words, Srila Prabhupada is giving a little insight. One has a son or a daughter. So Vasudeva had 6 sons and then 1 miscarriage and 1 daughter. So he's saying one may have a son or a daughter because of unseen destiny. And when the son or daughter is no longer present, means they disappear because of their own karma. There is only time they have to be with them. This also is due to unseen destiny. Destiny is the ultimate controller of everyone. If you remember this destiny in Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter, every work has a 5 factors and the 5th factor is destiny. And that is most powerful. Their purpose is that is the most powerful. Destiny is most powerful. One who knows this is never bewildered. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Nanda Maharaj consoled his younger brother Vasudev by saying that destiny is ultimately responsible for everything. Vasudev should not be unhappy that his many children had been killed by Kansa, or that the last child, the daughter, had gone to the heavenly planets. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, "Oh brother," Nanda is saying like, "Oh brother, though the ocean of calamity is difficult to cross," this world is considered ocean, and not only ocean, dukhalyam. So this ocean of calamity is difficult to cross. You can cross on the boat of discrimination. You can cross on the boat of discrimination, and discrimination is function of intelligence. Intelligence function is discrimination. So with this intention, Nanda speak this verse. Man is ultimately under the control of destiny. Adrishta Nishta. Adrishta Nishta means, this is the Nishta. Nishta means a sort of a firm faith of the people who follow the Karmavad. Adrishta Nishta. Destiny gives happiness from children, but it also takes it away. Anything you remember when you say children can give happiness and also suffering? Chitraketu, Harshasok, they can come and then can go. Nobody has control over this. Prahlad Maharaj similarly say, parent can maintain the children properly, but they cannot have a say to keep them always with them. So the both places we can see this. Okay, it takes away the children. Fate is supreme. It take away children and also best to them. Based on this line, this line is actually from Sridhar Swami's commentary. He takes away children and also best to them. Means give them again. This is interesting. Jiva Goswami has insight on this. There is no one equal to he who knows fate. It means dhiras tatra namohyati. One who knows the faith, he is actually exalted personality as the cause of happiness and distress. Therefore, you should not be in confusion. Srila Jiva Goswami writes, Nanda Maharaj pacifies Vasudev with this verse. Indeed, fate is the cause of happiness and distress of a man. One who knows this does not lament. Sridhar Swami explains, when the karma for having son is exhausted, sons are no longer seen. Their karma is exhausted. In Mahabharata, the example is given of Abhimanyu. At the age of 16, he departed when fighting with the 6 Maharathis, and then everybody was in a, sort of lamentation. Krishna called the soul of Abhimanyu. He said, I came from the moon planet and I have only this much time here. Now my time is over. I cannot stay anymore. So similarly, Chitraketu, we have this story. Something said, I cannot stay anymore. My time is over. So that's what actually the meaning is. Now example is, now this is another example giving Sridhar Swami, based on Sridhar Swami. If one is separated from a son, fate can return him from a dead. Son is dead, he can come back. Example given is Jamadagni. His sons and wife were killed by Parshuram, but again they came back. So this can also happen in our own Krishna's pastime of Sandipani's son, dead son came back. So it is also possible. But then Sri Jiva Goswami writes, therefore now you should not be sad, since it is possible to see and meet those who are dead. It's possible to see and meet those who are dead. It's interesting, huh? Are separated after some time. But this is Sridhar Swami's comment. Jiva Goswami says, this is Sridhar Swami's comment. Not that Nanda thought at that time, since it would not be suitable to the context. Nanda was not aware that in the future Vasudev's son will be revived. It means there's a Vasudev's, Krishna will go back after 11 years along with Balaram to join Vasudev. And in Dwarka, when Mother Devaki request Krishna Balaram, I want to see my 6 sons killed by Kansa. And you have brought dead son of your guru, which was for a long time. And Krishna Balaram went to the Suta Lok and brought the 6 sons from Bali Maharaj. So this is, Sridhar Swami has written with this idea in mind, that this is possible. You will get all your sons back. So destiny can do that. It is possible. And this is the way he is consoling. Though there is a separation, there can also be seeing and meeting again. Or another meaning is, of the verse is that, because of fate there is death. Because of fate your many sons died. Then it is better not to be born. Fate causes birth also, adrishtam, paramam. Their talk, now this is the last line, is most important. Their talk is part of human pastime. They are actually beyond fate. So Vasudev is beyond fate, Nanda Baba is beyond fate, Krishna and Balaram cannot have a fate. So this is only because of the humanly pastime. But they are beyond fate. This line is most important, right? We cannot say that Vasudev have a fate. No. Devotees' karmas are cancelled with a one stroke. This is where we find this in Bhagavatam. Karmani nahadanti brahma sahita. Bhagavatam, I am saying, Bhishma Pitama is saying, Pandavas, it's not your karma that you are suffering. It's Krishna's plan. Call. It's call. And then after that he's pointing a finger to Krishna. This is the master of call. And nobody knows how he works. Even Brahma don't know. Shankar don't know. Kapil don't know. Narad don't know. He says couple 3 names of the Bhagavatam. So what we have to learn from this verse is, devotees are beyond fate. Whatever is happening in devotee's life, it is Krishna's desire, either to glorify him or to purify him, to correct him. So devotee should simply then remember one thing. Which verse he should always remember? Brahmaji's prayer. Susumakshimano. Tate ankam anukam pan susimano. Bunjante te agapapa. There also commentary written by that their papa, it is not their papa, it is from their bhakti, because of sometime offenses they may appear as suffering. So this verse is most important. Always pray and always pray is one thing, and hope, against hope, that Krishna's mercy will someday come. So next verse we are reading, Vasudeva. What now? Nanda Baba pacified Vasudeva. And this meeting of the two brothers is very wonderful. Vasudeva is not speaking about his suffering at all. And Nanda Baba is not showing his happiness of having a son at an elderly age. It means Vasudeva is speaking Nanda's happiness and Nanda is speaking of Vasudeva's suffering. This is a typical Vaishnava way of meeting between the devotees. He is concerned with Vasudeva. Nanda, and Nanda is concerned with Vasudeva, not with oneself. This is a very selfless meeting of the two exalted souls. Now, Vasudeva is saying something. Sri Vasudeva vacha karo vai varshiko datto. You have given the text, yearly text to Kansa. This is one work you have come for that. Rajane drishta vayam cha vaha. And also we met. Va is using word va to give respect to Nanda and his whole entourage which came with him. So va is a plural. And he's also telling himself about va. We are also, we met. So this is two things. First you came to pay the yearly taxes. And second, definitely you wanted to see me and I wanted to see you, so we met. Nehastayam bahutatim. Don't stay for many days anymore. Work is done. Why? Santya utpatascha gokule. In Gokul, cha means also whole Brijmandal. Not only Gokul. Gokul and whole Brijmandal, there are some disturbance expected. Some disturbance are expected in Brijmandal and Gokul. Vasudev is a Kshatri. He knows that Kansa has already decided with his minister to kill the newly born babies within 10 days. So he was knowing this. But Nanda Baba is so simple. When he actually see the dead body as the putna on the road as a speed breaker, because in the morning there was nothing there when he was going. So then he said, "Well, Vasudeva is actually some big astrologer or demigod. How can he conclude this?" So Vasudeva was knowing this. So this is the real purpose of Vasudeva. Now, Srila Prabhupada writes, Vasudeva said to Nanda Maharaj, "Now, my dear brother, since you have paid the annual taxes to Kansa and have also seen me, do not stay in this place for many days. It is better to return to Gokul, since I know that there may be some disturbance there." There is no purport by Srila Prabhupada. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes, after hearing this advice from Nanda, Vasudev spoke what he had to come to say. This was the purpose of Vasudev to come, to meet. A warning. Certainly, why? You have paid the annual taxes to the king. Do not stay here a long time. Bahutitim. There are many disturbances in Gokul. Sri Jiva Goswami writes, overjoyed, since he understood from Nanda, Vasudeva was overjoyed. Why? Because he understood from Nanda's words that other people did not know that he had exchanged the children. Because this meeting, Nanda was not aware that Vasudeva brought the Krishna and the daughter was of the Nanda and Yashoda. So nobody knows this. The secret is secret. It was secret at that time, but there's no secret anymore for you and me, now. We know this. This is interesting. So Vasudev tells the real purpose of his coming. So real purpose of Vasudev's coming is this: to warn Nanda to go back immediately to Gokul and take care of the Krishna Balaram. That was his real meaning of meeting. The taxes has been paid by you. Wow. And you have seen me also. Therefore you should not stay long near greedy Kansa. Why? Since you are well known for having great wealth. Kansa is greedy and Nanda Baba is wealthy. Now, who is actually wealthy in this society? Vaishya. Vaishya is the wealthiest person in the society. He is the backbone of the whole society. It is the Vaishya who gives the taxes to the Kshatri. It is the Vaishya who gives Dakshana to the Brahman. It is the Vaishya who gives salary to the Shudra. It is all Vaishya who is maintaining the whole society. So Vaishya is very... But how the Prabhupada has written something about Vaishya, and I think some word, maybe here or somewhere else. Sometime in this chapter, Prabhupada has written how much gold they have to give, how many cows they were giving. It means how rich they were. So Vaishya community, because you have wealth and Kansa is greedy, so go quickly. Some editions say vah instead of vai. Thus vah is repeated twice in the first line. He uses the plural va to indicate respect or to indicate Nanda's associate as well. So va is for respect, you. And in English there's nothing like that, but in a normal Sanskrit, you know, we say aap and tu, there's a different. You know, so va means it's like you in a plural. Right? He also uses plural for himself, vayam, to indicate his respectful attitude to seeing Nanda. There is no fault of in course of using the same word in different statements. Thus the meaning can also be, we who are yours. We means Virshunis. Are yours means half of the descendant of Prajanya, because they both are brothers, as you are repeatedly hearing this. Everybody remember this? The grandfather of the Vasudeva Nanda is one. His name is Devamid. And Nanda's father is Prajanya, and Vasudeva's father is Sursen. So they have a same line. So they said, therefore he says, we are yours. We are yours. Speak to you out of affection. Since you want to stay here for some time, because we are relative, you might... He did not take him to his home. Vasudev did not take Nanda Baba to his home. This was his intention. Nobody should know that we are too close. Do not stay long in this city. Vishnu Puran writes the verse, similar verse there. Dato hi varsikaha sarvo bhavad bhira nirpate karaha yadartham agatas tasmad natrasteyam mahadhanahi. So from where he is, mahadhanahi, you are having a huge wealth. So don't stay anymore. Having given the yearly taxes to king, do not stay here with your wealth, since your purpose has been fulfilled. The rule for the formation of Bahutithi is Bahu Puge. This is Sanskrit, Panini. Vasudev instilled the fear in Nanda to make him desire to return Gokul quickly after sufficient satisfaction of his association. Srila Sanatana Goswami has written almost same thing, but the last part he writes, considering dangers, he now speaks to prevent Nanda from leaving Gokul. It means not only go immediately, but never leave Gokul. Stay always there in order to protect his son and to increase his attachment for by various means. So Sanatana Goswami says his Vasudeva's desire is that Nanda Baba should stay in Gokul, never leave, because he should care for Krishna, and that should be a deep attachment, and the children should not feel insecure. Though there are naturally no dangers because of the relationship with the Lord. Now Sanatana Goswami says there's no danger. What danger is there? And the next chapter will be Putana, I think, coming Putana. And when it is said there, Sukhdev Goswami is saying Khetari, Balaghatni. Khetari means there's a village Khetari here. Khe means sky, and tri means one who fly in the sky. And Balaghatni means killing the babies, and she is going to the Nanda Gokulam. Parikshit Maharaj was really in anxiety. She is going there, and our life and soul, Krishna, is there. And when Sukadev saw that, and he immediately said, by chanting name of Krishna, people are saved from all dangers. Where the Krishna himself is there, where what is the danger there? By chanting Hare Krishna, people are saved. Then when Krishna himself is there, what is the danger? So this is what, on that, Sanatana Goswami is writing, though there are naturally no dangers because of the relationship with the Lord, and what to speak of Vraja, which is directly the residence of the Lord. By the will of the Lord, these dangers appeared in order to increase. Now this is a very interesting statement by Sanatana Goswami. Hear carefully. By the will of the Lord, these dangers appeared in order to increase the affection of the devotees, residing there for the Lord. So dangers will increase the affection of the devotees for the Lord. How can that do? Dangers can increase the affection of the devotees for the Lord. When our Juhu temple deity, Radha, Ras Bihari, somebody was there to really give a sort of taking a deity from there, and what was that? Mataji, she was, you know, holding on the deity, and they were pulling the hairs. So affection means she embraced the deity. And those people, they came to disturb the temple and dismantle the deities. They were trying, but they're pulling her hairs. But she was, so dangers increase affection of the devotee for the Supreme Lord. And deity and Lord are not different. That Mataji? Maithili. 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 The name Maithili means from the Mithila. Mithila is, Sita is from Mithila. Maithili. Well, she did something which is, it's a history. The affection increases. And she's ready to sacrifice her life just to save the deity. And that's actually Mahabhagavata stage. But deity and Krishna is not different. For one moment, Krishna from within can do all this. So dangers increase the side of devotion, difficult. And personally, I feel when I was preaching in Pakistan, I was more Krishna conscious than when I'm living in Vrindavan. I'm really speaking. Because now every step I was thinking, Krishna is there. Yeah? Krishna is right there. But here, Krishna is everywhere. This is really, the dangers will increase, more faith, more affection, more attachment. And therefore it is said, take risk for Krishna. You will realize Krishna very soon. Take risk for Krishna. This is most important. Take risk for Krishna. Has taken risk for Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has taken risk for Krishna. At the advanced age, taking this sort of big risk. But this risk will increase, you know, attachment to Krishna and feeling Krishna. Well, on the voyage, even on the ship, Krishna has, hand of Krishna Prabhupada is seen right on the ship. No, don't worry, I will now take charge of the ship. So you take risk for Krishna, and Krishna will definitely, you feel the hand of Krishna. So this is a very wonderful statement really for the devotees to meditate. We should get out of our comfort zone and do something to please Krishna. As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada used to say, do something that Krishna will look, who is somebody doing this for me? Don't try to see Krishna, but let Krishna see you. Krishna can only see you when we take risk for Krishna. This is for the displaying a wealth of a special pastime. This is for displaying a wealth of special pastime, glorifying the Lord, which generate bills for all people. This comes clear later. Because all these dangers will increase the good pastimes for the whole world to know in the future. Now this is the last word, a verse which we conclude. This I think we have to chant together. Sri Shuka Vacha Iti Nandadyo Gopaha Proktate Saurina Yayoho Anobhiraha Annauda Yuktai Tam Anugyapya Gokulam. Sri Shuka Vacha Iti Nandadyo Gopaha Proktaste Sorina Yayoho Anobhira Anaudas Yuktai Tam Anagyapya Gokulam. Two persons, I think, one Prabhuji and one Mataji. Sri Shuka Vacha Iti Nandadayo Gopaha Proktasti Sorina Yayoho Anobhira Anauro Yuktai Tamano Gyapya Gokulam. Mataji? Proktasti Sorina Yayoho Anobhirannauda Yuktai Tam Anagyapya Gokulam. Sri Shuka Vacha. Sri Shukdev Goswami said, Iti Das Nanda Adyaha Nanda Maharaj and his companions Gopaha, the cowherd men, Proktaha, being advised, Te, they, Shaurina, by Vasudev, Yayao, started for that place, Anobhihi, by bullock carts, Undauta yuktahi. Yoked with the oxen. Yoked with the oxen. Okay. Tama anugyaptya. Taking permission from Vasudev. Gokulam. To Gokul. Shukdev Goswami said, after Vasudev advised Nanda Maharaj in this way, Nanda Maharaj and his associate, the coward man, took permission from Vasudev, yoked their bulls to the bullock carts and started riding for the Gokul. So there was Yamuna river between the Mathura and Gokul. So there must be bridges, and that time they came by bullock cart, right? Yeah, they came from the Mathura, Gokul to the Mathura. There must be some arrangement, definitely, right? No? Anyway, they cross the Yamuna. There must be some arrangement definitely there to cross Yamuna. Or the here especially is a huge bulls. The word is, because the coward men, they have a different categories of the bulls and cows, and there is a classification of actually. We don't know anything. We say cow and bull, that's all. But they know really more detail. Krishna was knowing more detail, which are the bulls for tilling, which are the bulls for yoking with the bullock carts, which are the bulls for progeny of the cows. There are the different classification of the bulls for the different purpose. And also cows, there are different classifications. There's a big variety of that which we don't have any. This is a big science in itself. And therefore the whole Vaishya community, the word cow is in between of the two things. Krishi, Gauraksha, Vanijam. So based on the cow, there should be agriculture. Based on the cow, there should be business. The cow is in the center, in the middle. Based on cow, the business. Based on cow, the agriculture. But by the way, no Vaishya is doing this anymore. The cow is a central point. So, this verse, Srila Jiva Goswami writes, after Vasudev spoke profoundly, para, from the Nyaya scripture. So he spoke all this from the scripture. Nanda returned. Anaurdha means animal capable of pulling a cart. Anaurdha. Yeah, I think they are special, there is a special sort of small operation they do with the bulls. Then they become powerful to pull the carts. They are a special type of bulls. So there is the oxen pulling the cart, huge oxen. Yoking the huge oxen to cart in order to return quickly. This means they are not walking, they are just coming quickly on the oxen, bullock carts. Taking his permission, they quickly departed to the Gokul. Taking his permission means they did not go to his home. Nobody public, in a public they never met, because nobody should understand their affection. Because they were afraid, so Vasudev left and then they started. So here ends our this section which we were supposed to discuss today. Three verses. So, this is a meeting of Nanda Baba and Vasudev, the father of Sri Krishna. Both are father of Sri Krishna. This is very interesting. Yeah, this is very interesting. Krishna is everybody's father. Prabhupada writes, he is everybody's father. But he is selecting somebody as a father, he is the most fortunate person. And this is the talk of the two fathers of Krishna, which is teaching us actually, if we are devotees, how we should really reciprocate with one another, and how we should be very much concerned about the safety, safety of our soul, like we are temple, Krishna is here, the owner, how we should be concerned. For actually, the whole focus should be the deities. Indradeva Maharaj used to say, when I was president in France, I think in France somewhere, he said, I was only focusing on deities' care. First class thing for deities, everything Krishna was doing. The rest management is depending upon Krishna. I was only focused on the deities. This is the whole mood of the both fathers actually. How to focus on Krishna and how Nanda Baba had an affection and love for Krishna, that for one small baby 3 years old, for his safety, for his care, he has left behind Gokul, the whole land, housing, all immovable property he left there. Just with his movable property, cows and bulls, and his associate, he just moved and crossed Yamuna. At that time, he said they crossed the Yamuna. With the bullock carts, they crossed the Yamuna and came here near the Chatigra, only for one Krishna. Only for the safety and security and for the love and affection of Krishna, they have given up everything there. Whole habitat, whole village they left for Krishna. So this is the mood of the two fathers. I mean, this is what it means. Whatever relation we have with Krishna, they are Vatsalya Prem Bhakta. They are the devotees who have affection for Krishna as a Vatsalya Bhakta. But all the relation Krishna with Krishna, they have a basic one component, which is service. Service is a basic component in all the relationship with Krishna. Either Dasya or Sakya or Vatsalya or Madhurya. But service is the main ingredient, like any sweet. The sugar is an ingredient. But it may be Rasgulla, it may be Halwa, it may be Malpua. But the sugar is must. So service is the main ingredient in all service. So what they were rendering is service. So service is a Jivera Swarupa. So service is our constitution as a soul. So they all were rendering service. But the service, the affection in the service and love in the service, that increases the sweetness of the relationship. So they are Vatsalya Prema Bhakta, which thinks that Krishna depend upon them. They have to feed them. They have to maintain them. This is, and who is arranging this? Leela Shakti. Yoga Maya is arranging this. Otherwise, how can they think we can control, we can protect the Supreme Lord? For this relation, the whole arrangement is made by, all this talk is also not a worldly talk. This all talk is also arranged by the Yoga Maya. Everything, the devotees are not under the jurisdiction of the Mahamaya. Bhakta, Bhagavan and Bhakti. Bhakta, Bhagavan and Bhakti. Devotion, devotional service, devotee and Supreme Lord. They are under the jurisdiction of internal potency of Supreme Lord, the Swarup Shakti, not under the jurisdiction of the material energy or the three modes of material nature. They are beyond that. So their talks are transcendental, beyond three modes of material nature. They appear worldly talks, but they are not worldly talks. To really relish these talks between the exalted devotees, one has to transcend three modes of material nature. And by the way, this temple is beyond three modes of material nature. Nirguna mama niketanam. This is in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. The temple is beyond three modes of material nature. When we have these classes here, that much time we are actually transcending the modes. Because talks is transcendental, place is transcendental, and then everything. This really enrich our devotion, so it is most important. One item, the Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, that will bring the devotees very quickly to the stage of Nishta. Otherwise, unearthed devotee will take a lifetime. So coming to the nishtha quickly, the best and easiest and sure shot, this one Nitya Bhagavat Sevya is the most important and powerful item. Actually, reaching to nishtha is not easy, really. Unearth nivarti take a long time. But Bhagavatam, it says, Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, Bhagavati Uttam Shlokir, Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So this is the most powerful, one of the five items of the devotional service. Relishing the pastime, or relishing the Bhagavatam with their transcendental meaning is most powerful item. Even Rupa Goswami writes, the neophyte can experience the Bhav Bhakti. Neophyte can experience the Bhav Bhakti by these five items. And why, how fortunate are we? Dham, we are in Dham of the five items. Deities, we are this Radha Shyam Sundar is the, like is a, like we say, Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. So this is the Swayam Bhagavan which expands all over the world. All the deities are expansion of this deity. This is the Swayam Bhagavan. I think, right? This is Swayam Bhagavan. And Vrindavan Dham and Bhagavatam and devotee association. What else is needed? And what we are doing is kirtan. But chanting Bhagavatam is kirtan. Five most powerful and potent principle of bhakti we are being given by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, right? We have all this. So then Srila Prabhupada writes, if you are given the greatest facility, then you are also required to do the greatest service also. So greatest service also we have to render. And what is that? Prabhupada used to say, thousands of people pouring in, we have not to go out. But when they are coming in, how can we give them Krishna? In that way, according to our Nityananda Mahajan, we should have a Naam Hat here, and everybody should get with give. They should pay faith and take Hare Krishna mantra. So anybody who is coming in, if somehow or other we reach him and give Krishna's, you know, mercy, that is the best service that we should render. Nobody entering in this temple should go without meeting a devotee and getting a mercy of Krishna. That's like our Vishal Prabhu used to say, at least I have to sell 5 books a day. 5 books a day I have to sell. Something he has a commitment. So here we say, at least 10 people I will meet, whoever is coming here and says, please chant Hare Krishna. Here is a beautiful temple. Here Srila Prabhupada has done this. See, so we should commit that we should do this. In the aarti, in the afternoon sometime, you say, there's one Mataji, she takes at least 15 other Matajis and they dance here. So one person is getting so many people to chant in front of the deities. How fortunate are those? So this is one person is inspiring so many people. So this should be the spirit. Anybody who is living at these lotus feet of Krishna Balaram and Srila Prabhupada, Radha Shyam and Gaur Nitai, and getting all these wonderful facilities of devotional activities, must give it. More you give, more the devotion will mature. More you give, this is avya. More you give, the more it becomes. Miser you become, it really degenerate and dwindle. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Anybody has a question or comment? Preach, preach, preach. Yes, Prabhu. Krishna is beyond Varna, but Prabhupada said our Krishna is the Acharya of cow protection. So he is in Vaishya Varna. to tell, teach us, and then he is acting in a Kshatri Varna when he went to the Mathura and Dwarka. But Swayam Bhagavan Krishna is Nandanandana Yashodanandana. Somehow or other he is in a Vaishvarana. Cow protection is a Vaishvarana, and both Balaram is also same. Balaram is also our agriculture acharya with a plow. So the both are in a Vaishvarana in that sense. But this is a Devi Varanashram. They are in a Vaishvarana to teach us that get connected with the land and cow. Then you are connected with Krishna and Balaram. You have no land, no cow, no Krishna Balaram. Very simple. But they are beyond Varna. Krishna says, I created Varna, but I am beyond Varna. In Bhagavad Gita, he said, Chaturvarna Maya Srishtam, Guna Karam Bhaksha, Tasya Aham Na. I am not one of the Varna. But when he appears, Swayam Bhagavan appears in Vaishvarana. But hidden. Apparently he appears in a Kshatri Varana as a son of Vasudeva and Devaki. But Swayam Bhagavan appears as Nandanandan. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, like you said, devotees are beyond fate.
Devotees are beyond?
Fate.
Okay, huh? The devotees are fat. Devotees are fat.
And sometimes we hear that it is said that those who are practicing devotional service but still have anarthas, struggling with their anarthas, have material desires in their hearts, for them they are under destiny. Krishna does not do that. This statement that devotees are beyond destiny and fate, it is very only for pure devotees. So you put some light on
Prabhupada said anybody who is chanting Hare Krishna is a pure devotee. Very simple. Prabhupada was so straightforward. Anybody who is chanting Hare Krishna is a pure devotee. So anartha is a different thing. You know, all the sins by sadhan bhakti klesha ghani. Sadhan bhakti is a klesha ghani, which means all the prarabdha, aprarabdha, all the sins, manifest, unmanifest, everything is completely finished by sadhan bhakti only. Not bhav bhakti or prem bhakti. Sadhan bhakti is so powerful that all the sinful reaction of the karmas are completely nullified. But the anarthas are there in the devotional service. They are in the process of devotional service, there are anarthas. These anarthas, what we call, they will go up till bhav bhakti. They will continue up till bhav bhakti. They are not sin. They are not because of fate or karma. But they are the anartha within the practice of devotional service. Like the 10 nam aparad, Vaishno aparad, this which we do almost every day, because we talk about some Vaishno somehow or other, not usually favorably. So these anarthas are within the process, and that takes time up till bhav. Even in bhav bhakti, there is a little trace of the Vaishno aparad particularly. That continue up till there. So it's dhasadhan bhakti is a klesha ghani. All the reaction of the karmas are completely finished by sadhan bhakti. Yes.
Can I ask one more? Like we come into Krishna consciousness, and here Nand Maharaj was speaking about karma bhav. For our coming into Krishna consciousness or cultivating appreciation for Krishna consciousness, is that also destined, or it is completely beyond destiny and it is mercy?
Bhakti is not dependent on any pious activities, any karma, anything. Bhakti is independent. It only comes from bhakti. It means only devotee can give devotion. No karma, no pious activities, nothing can give devotion. Devotion only comes from devotion. And devotion is with devotees. Devotees can give bhakti, nobody else. But pious credit, devotional pious credit, like you help some devotee, you say, oh Hare Krishna, people are very good. These Agyat Sukritis, will bring you near to the devotee. But ultimately, devotee will induce you in devotional service. No other qualification. Only qualification is devotee association. Yad richaya, by the mercy of devotee. Therefore, devotee association is very rare, most important, and always we should hanker to have one. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Vantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Preach, preach, preach. Okay? Hare Krishna.